Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, give it up today at all campuses. Come on, Florida, you can do better than that. St. Louis, you look great. 50 degrees up there this morning. We're in week 3 of Leadership Gold, and I certainly hope that you enjoy today's talk as much as you've been kind of commenting back. But then Tuesday night, this past Tuesday night, I told a joke, and so many people have DM'd me, I got to tell you about it. So this woman was out weed eating around her house in the garden there, and she accidentally cut the tail off of the cat. How many of y'all hate it when that happens? So she took the tail and the cat, and she ran to Walmart, and her friend said, "Why are you going to Walmart?" And she said, "Well, I heard it's the largest retailer in the world." You'll get it in a minute. Leadership gold is what we're talking about today, and the first thing we're going to start out with is pray for wisdom. Everybody shouted at all campuses today, what? Pray for wisdom. The Lord God speaks to you all the time. Even before you started talking to Jesus, Jesus was speaking to you because he created you. The Bible said we're created in the image and the likeness of God. And so he was always speaking to you. In fact, he was the one that would kind of convict you to be nice, or you're talking too much, or to slow down, you smell bacon over the hill. Anybody ever heard this stuff? What is that? Some people say it's a your knower, there's women's intuition, but whatever it is, the fact is that you know that the Lord gives you wisdom, but the Bible says that you can pray for it. So one of the quickest ways to grow your business is it says if anyone lacks wisdom, you should do what? Ask of God. Shout it, all classes, what? So it's not just about education, find out from your friends what the polls say. It said, ask of God, who gives generously without finding fault, and it'll be given to you. That's what God does. He absolutely gives you wisdom. Now, let's move forward. After you get wisdom, your results depend on your actions and how relentless you are. Oftentimes, I say that, the level of leadership that you get to in life has a lot to do with your level and tolerance for pain. And if you know anything about business, there is no reward without risk. Shout that with me. There is no reward without risk. Everything's a risk, but you got to make sure that you're taking action and that you're relentless with that action. Then the next thing you got to do is strengthen your rejection muscle. This is the only way that you get great things in life. How many of y'all think Pastor Nicole is pretty good looking? Somebody say amen. Half the people in Florida believe that. Well, when I saw her, immediately I started trying to work my magic on her. I wasn't that tall, wasn't that pretty, but I had a lot of personality, right? And I gave her my number, and she just blew me off. Then I gave it to her the next time I saw her, and it blew me off. And the next time, I don't know even how many times, but guess what? I strengthened my rejection muscle, and guess what? She my baby mama. Come on, somebody ought to help right now. You can't give up. Somebody shout that. You can't give up. You can't give up. You got to be okay with hearing the word no. Now let's preface this by saying, on week 1 of Leadership Gold, there's only one left, but on week 1 I talked about say no. Say no, the phrase, like say no to drugs. But we were saying that as your organization grows, people, they would be what I call salary suckers, and they're like, is this good enough? This is close enough for government work. You can't see it from my house. And you have to really protect your brand. And we said, we just need to say no a lot, no a lot. This is different in this case. What I'm talking about is now that you're moving forward, starting the business, living your life, having your preferred future, you have to not take no for an answer. In fact, every time you hear no, you have to say, hey, I heard no a lot, but I'm one step closer to a yes, right? Remember the movie Dumb and Dumber? Remember that? And remember when Jim Carrey had the hair down, tooth is chipped, sees the hot girl, and he says, what's the chances of a girl like you getting with a guy like me? And she said, like, 1 in a million. And he said, so you're saying there's a chance? So in life, you have to realize that you have to exercise your rejection muscle. You can't take no for an answer. You got to eat no for breakfast. And a lot of this comes from DNA, but also strengthening the greater one that's on the inside of you, saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No weapon formed against me will prosper. You know, the devil's no does not compare to God's yes. You can make excuses, but you can't make excuses and make progress. You got to put that behind you today. Come on, Earth City, St. Louis, make some noise. You got to say, forget that. And I'm saying no to that. Say yes to this. I have several friends in the building today. One of them is a guy that owns a lot of real estate. I mean, a whole lot of real estate. He's a great friend, and he has the exercise. He's exercised the ability to tolerate a lot of risk. In fact, I've seen him do some of the riskiest things, like buy giant hotels or complete country clubs, and I've seen him do a lot of brave, bold things. But I also have seen him separate himself from the herd, saying, hey, I'm a little different than them. And he also has that kind of Joel Osteen, Garth Brooks, oh, shucks thing. I'm not that smart. And you don't realize till you lost all your money, he had whipped your butt. Come on, somebody help me. So what he did is he absolutely just strengthened that tolerance for pain. So don't allow 2020 to have kept you back. In 2021, you need to say, I'm going to look back in the end of 2021, and I'm going to say I won. But the way I'm going to do it is not thinking like everybody else is going to think. Yes, I was delayed, but I wasn't denied. Yes, I was set back, but it was actually a set up. It's going to work in your favor. Come on. God's going to turn it around. Hey! Rejection muscle. Now, once you get to this point in your life, a lot of times you need mentors and people that speak into your life. You're about to hear a little clip. We've asked people from our church, some of our online members. In fact, type in the chat today where you're watching from. These people actually really, really come to our church in different parts of the world. This guy here is the author of a book. It's actually got a lot of great stuff on the inside of it. And his name's Wayne Root. And here's what he had to say about no from Las Vegas.
The number one thing that makes you successful in life is, are you relentless? Do you eat no for breakfast? When you get rejected, when you fail, when you are literally involved in a tragedy even, can you come back? Can you get back off the ground, dust yourself off, and get back on that horse? Do you eat no for breakfast? Because it takes 1,000 no's to get to the one yes that changes your life.
Come on. Give it up for Wayne right there. It takes 1,000 no's to get to the yes. Everybody shout that. It takes 1,000 no's to get to yes. If it was easy, everybody would be skinny, rich, thin, and happy. But it's not. It's hard. Everybody shout, it's hard. Look at your neighbor. Say, it's hard to look like this. Right? Uh-huh. I said it. Now, never stop moving. Never stop fighting. Never stop dreaming. And never lose faith. We're Faith Church. I want us all to read it together out loud, really loud. Weldon, Ferguson, Earth City Sunset, everybody shout it. Royal Palm, shout, never stop
moving, never stop fighting, never stop dreaming.
I think it sounds like a rap. Let's do it again.
Never stop moving, never stop fighting, never lose faith.
Oh, yeah. How many of y'all that makes sense to you? You should take a screenshot of that, because you never stop moving. When it gets hard, you just don't stop moving. People come to church, don't come to church. It's snowing in St. Louis. You know, they're, oh, I'm not coming to church. First warm day, not coming to church. Mother's Day, not coming to church. Father's Day. Now, guess what? I didn't sit back and complain and remain. I said, you know what? I'm going to be ready when the people screw up their lives and they really need to go to church. I'll be here, because I'm never going to stop moving in faith. I'm never going to stop fighting for what God called me to do. And I'm never going to stop dreaming. And I'm never going to lose faith. Give God praise today in the house. So that means 1,000 no's. Does it matter to you? You just keep on moving on. I'm moving on. Made up my mind. That's a country song. Sometimes country comes out. Sometimes rap comes out. Sometimes you mix the two together and crap comes out. Come on, somebody. Let's go to Luke chapter 18, verse 18. A certain ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And we find the reply. He says, why do you call me good? Jesus answered and said, there is no one good except God alone. He said, you know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not commit murder. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and your mother. And all these things, he says, I've kept since I was a boy. How many of y'all think you're pretty much in trouble because you've done some of those bad things? Now you're lying in church. Let's try it again. this cat really had done a lot. He said, hey, I haven't done any of that. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, you lack one thing. Sell everything you own, give it to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. One thing I want you to notice is a lot of things you acquire on earth don't make record in heaven. There's nothing wrong with you having a Bentley. There's nothing wrong with you having a yacht. There's nothing wrong with you having a Lambo. There's nothing. People at our church have $100,000 horses that they fly in from Spain, okay? I fly coach on Southwest Airlines, right? But the horse gets a nurse and gets flown in. So God's not against you having money, but God is against the money having you. So he said, hey, you lack one thing. You're doing all the good stuff, but you lack one thing. And the only way you're going to get treasure in heaven is come follow me. Here's a really interesting statement. Jesus looked at him and said, how hard is it for the rich man to enter into the kingdom of God? Notice it doesn't say kingdom of heaven. It says kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is a geographical location that you go when you die. You may have never been to China, but it's there. You've never been to Honolulu. Actually, Austin engaged Morgan at there in Hawaii, right at what is it, Diamond Head or whatever. It's there. I've been there. But I've never been to heaven, but how many of y'all believe it's there? So there's the kingdom of heaven, but then there's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things and being right, and that's why business people listen to me in St. Louis and around the world, Chicago. God is looking right now for some people that he can transfer into the kingdom of God. In other words, he's wanting to put blessing and favor on people's lives over the next 5 years. When the system is crashing and the world doesn't know what to do and everybody's confused, God is saying, hey, it's hard for you to actually do this, but it is possible for you to do this, to enter into God's way of doing things and being right. And that's why I've been speaking for the last few weeks on this leadership goal, because I want to not just be a pastor to you, but I want to be a coach to you for you to realize the fulfillment of your dreams. God did not put you on this people planet just to do business and to make money. He did it so we can build churches, go on television around the world, feed the hungry, drill wells. Who's going with me on this? Come on. The kingdom of God. Next verse says, indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than someone who is rich to enter in, not to the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. Wow. Not to the kingdom of heaven. It's not harder for a rich guy to go to heaven than a poor guy. It's saying the kingdom of God. In other words, they're flipping a switch saying, I'm making money, but it's for a reason. Next week, we're going to talk about a guy named Elon Musk. Anybody ever heard of this guy right now? And he invented a little car called Tesla. Anybody ever heard of that? Elon has so much money that he went to Russia and bought their missiles, shipped them over to America, and here in Florida this past Friday, shipped 4 staff members to a planet to have them study what's happening at the planet for the next 6 months. I've got some people on my staff I wouldn't mind throwing on that flight, but we won't go there. I didn't mean it. Hey, listen. But the point is he got money, but he doesn't know what to do with the money. When God blesses people with a kingdom mindset, they say, we're going to help the people on the border. We're going to help the people that are lost. We're going to feed the people. Come on, somebody. This is what God created us to do. Who's going with me on this right now? Elon don't need the money. Warren Buffett don't know what to do with the money. How many of y'all know what to do with the money when you get it? Some of you like spend it. You still need more church. Those who heard this, now when his staff, the people in his ministry heard that it's hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God, then they got scared and they said, well, then who can be saved? Well, why would they say that if they didn't have a lot of M-O-N-E-Y? He said, well, we're scared now. Who can be saved? Because Peter, you remember, he owned a fishing company, so he had a big boat, a fleet of boats. Luke was a physician. They all had great businesses. He said, then who can be saved? Then Jesus replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God. In other words, he's saying, it's possible to have money and to love God more than the money. But it'll take God to do that because money, listen to me yelling, will distort and pervert. Money will mess you up. If you're a you know, a fornicator at Motel 6, you'll be a fornicator now at the Hyatt Regency. And then if you got more money, you're doing it. Come on, somebody ought to help me now at the Ritz-Carlton with a robe. I'm going there right now. Come on, somebody help me. Okay? What you are tends to manifest in your life. If you're tight, you're tight. If you're loose, you're loose. It's going to work in your favor. Come on. God's going to turn it around. Feeling good. I feel like hearing Bruno Mars' Silk Sonic. Come on, somebody. Hey, Google, play Bruno Mars. Hey, Alexa, play Bruno Mars. I love doing this because people at home, they're like, my God, stop! Of course, I'll get tons of DMs on that one. That's my little cruel joke for you staying at home. These people here heard nothing whatsoever. Okay. Peter said to him, we have left all to follow you. Truly, I tell you, Jesus said to them, no one has left home, wife, brothers, sisters, parents, children, for my sake or the kingdom of God. He will not fail to receive many times, this is what happens in the kingdom, many times as much in when you get to heaven. Come on, shout it. No, when? Come on, our city, when? Ferguson, when? Weldon, Sunset, when? So the church for years, preachers misunderstood that and they said, God wants you broke and God wants you poor. God wants you humble. No, God doesn't want you broke and poor. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health even as thy soul prospers. When your soul prospers, you are blessed to be a blessing, and it's a way that you enter the kingdom of God. And it's not, somebody ought to help me right now. It's not just when you get to heaven. It's right here. And as a bonus gift, you have a call right now. And in the eternal life. So that means you get your cake and you get to eat it too. In fact, I believe that you came to the right church because you're going to get your cake and be able to get it while you still got teeth to chew it. I'm telling you that the next 5 years is going to be full of grace, favor, breakthrough, opportunity, supernatural stuff coming to you. And you'll go, my God, I'm getting it in this age of 21, 22, 23, 24. Come on, 25. Give God praise. I'll give you 10 seconds of praise right now. Hey. Yeah. You can be seated if you stood. You can sit with the rest of the heathens that were too lazy to stand and participate in my sermon. At least at the Catholic Church, they get up and get down, to get up and get down. Our church knows I had to get down. We're going to another clip by a guy from our Weldon Spring campus. Give it up for Weldon Spring. Come on, all campuses, Weldon, killing it. Pastor Phil, Victoria, they have their own gym out there. Gymnasium. There's a guy named Scott Criswell. He started working at a corporation. He worked himself up through the ranks because the blessing was on his life. He was a tither and a giver. Then he became the president of the company. And they're making a lot of money. Then a few years ago, he's praying, and God speaks to him and says, check this out. Nobody ever really thought about hand sanitizing at that point. And he said, I feel like I'm supposed to get in the hand sanitizer business. And so they started investigating the hand sanitizer, how to make the hand sanitizer, how to put up all the machines that fill it, and how to get all the buckets and the stuff that you push, you know, that you see, and then put the custom logos for the Cardinals and the Lakers. And then he would send me videos. Hey, Pastor David, I'm in China. I'm on business for the church. I'm out making money for the church. Pray for me. I'd pray, and he'd go in. And this before hand sanitizer really got crazy. And then a little thing called COVID hit, and people all of a sudden realized that they're supposed to wash their hands. And Dr. Fauci and Dr. Chachi said, not only should you wash your hands, you should actually use hand sanitizer, which caused their company to go insane, that now he got so blessed, he couldn't live in his house anymore. He had to sell it and build a new house and had to build on to the other house because he was led by the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, that's going to happen to you. You're going to be, check this out, at the right place at the right time. Shout that with me. I'll be at the right place at the right time. Shout it again. Some of you are like, I'm going to meet my man. We'll be in my right place at my right time. People are always saying, oh, Murphy's Law. If it's bad, it's going to happen. Stop that. Something stupid's going to happen. It's going to happen to me. Change that. You attract that. You need to get up in the morning and say, oh, yeah, I believe goodness and mercy is following me all the days of my life. I'm going to shave my legs today because I just meet my Boaz. Not my broke ass, not my dumb ass. Boaz. I said ass. Don't get nervous. Leadership goal. So listen to the detail. Check this out. Listen for him saying, you don't have to accept no for an answer. Check this out.
One thing I wish I had known about business is contract language. A contract phrase called new or emerging technologies. New or emerging technologies. So if I have a unique product or service, something that is patented, something that has an application or a result that can't be achieved like anything else in the market, I can go to that account and apply the newer emerging technology clause because of the value that I bring and the uniqueness of my product. And I can get in there and break that cycle earlier than maybe the length of that contract term.
Come on, give it up for Scott. You did good, Scott. And Weldon, contract. So he's talking about don't take no for an answer. Contracts are made to be adjusted. Contracts are made to be broken. You've heard that. You got to check it out. Here's a contract I really know that you can do right away is create a contract with yourself, said Mike Tyson. Create a contract with yourself. You have to know what you want in life and create a contract with you. Here's what I'm going to weigh. First of all, you got to know what you weigh. Sure got quiet. Some of y'all are like, I don't want to know what I weigh. Okay, and then you've got to say, I'm going to maybe put an app on my phone, the Fitness Pal, and I'm going to track what I eat. I'm going to track where I walk. I'm going to track how much water. You got to make a contract with yourself in business. Like, the fastest way to get out of debt is stop making new debts, right? By the way, all the videos that you saw today can be found on the Faith Church app. If you're watching, hit share on Facebook. Create a contract with yourself. Here's what I call the rule of seven. This changed my life, and I really sometimes violate these, and I go back and look at my rule of seven. Take a screenshot of this if you want. The rule of seven is stop complaining. You complain, you remain. You gripe, and you're not going to change anything by complaining. Number two, life is too short not to take action right now. In other words, put off to tomorrow what you could do today. That's stupid. We're not promised tomorrow. We are promised today. So let's take as much action today, right now, get it done. Number three is turn lemons into lemonade. And we know the best lemonade is from Chick-fil-A. Can I get an amen? Whoop, whoop. They're not open on Sunday. You have to buy it on Saturday and save it up for Sunday. Verse 4, take control of your life. People are always like, if the government hadn't, if my mama hadn't put my pants on too tight, if my school teacher hadn't done that, if I hadn't went through, stop complaining and making excuses and take control of your life. It is your business. You are in charge of your business. You are the chief architect of your life. You are the CFO of your life. Stop complaining and take control of your life. Number 5, be willing to do what no one else is willing to do. The hard work. To get up early, to stay late, to get dirty. You can't get anything done on 40 hours a week. 40-hour week is a starting point. Also want to shout out our dream team who goes and does 40 to 50 to 60 hours a week, comes to church and does 15, worship one. Come on, give it for them. They worship one and work one. Yeah, dream team. Florida, loading in. RPC, making it happen. You the boss sauce, people. You're willing to do something. And when you get to heaven, God will look to you and say, well done, that good and faithful servant. Yeah. For those of you at home listening to Silk Sonic, he's going to say, well. verse 6. You're a preacher when you say verse 6. I meant point 6. Be fearless. It doesn't mean that you're not afraid. It just means do it afraid. It means fear less. Everybody shout fear less. Fear less and faith more. So be fearless. And number 7, take risk. There is no risk without your reward. If you're sitting at the Earth City campus right now, you're sitting in a building that was a $21 million building. 177,000 people drive by today. When we went to buy that building, all we had was the ability to overcome fear, understood life was short, me and Nicole. We didn't complain about my dad died. We don't have any money. The people at the church in Fenton are crying because we're actually taking their money, part of their money, to build another church. And a couple of the big deacons came to me and said, I dare you to take our money and go up there and build another church. We want to spend our money right here in Fenton. And I said, I didn't think it was your money. I thought you gave it to God, and God's leading me to start another church. And they left, but guess what? God brought a bunch of you, made up for their money, and actually it's sad, but their businesses failed. because they cursed what God was trying to bless. So when you give it to God, you got to give it to God. Take risks. We were taking risks. We bought those buildings. We did those things. Why? Because we had a high tolerance for pain. This one here goes right along with this. The bigger the dream, the bigger the goal,
the bigger the challenge.
The bigger the dream, the bigger the goal, the bigger the challenge. If you feel like you're being challenged, it's probably because God has something really, really, really big. Some of you are like, it must be really big. Okay. Don't focus on the challenge. Focus on the opportunity. Don't focus on the no. Focus on the K-N-O-W that you know. You know the greater ones on the inside of you. You're living in the greatest country still in the whole wide world. You've got the greatest pastor. Come on. You got it going on, people. Look at you. You're set up to win. Everybody shout, I'm a winner. I'm not a whiner. I'm a winner. Now, this next guy, Marvin, I like what Marvin says. He's a business owner at Earth City Campus.
Yes, I'm Marvin Page, the local business owner. And as a business owner, I believe that you got to believe in yourself and just inspire others. And with inspiring others, what you do will have greater impact than what you say.
I love that. Give it up for Marvin. Marvin, you did good. Marvin's married to Tina. That's a blessing. He said, you got to inspire others. At some point, your faith is going to make people go, that inspires me. Faith people are just simply unstoppable. If you go to Faith Church, I'm going to preach a happy Jesus. I'm going to preach a laugh. We've laughed today. We've sang Bruno Mars today. We got groovy today. We told cat jokes. Come on, somebody. We went all over the board because church is where you get fired up on Sunday so you don't limp into Monday, but you leap into Monday saying, I got a plan. I got a goal. I'm unstoppable. The greater one's on the inside of me. Give God praise today. This is what going to church does, and the system is trying to keep you out of church. The devil. You believe in the devil? I don't believe in the devil. The devil told you that's no bad. Raise your hand if you believe in the devil. There's always one lady who's like, I've lived with them for 12 years. I definitely believe in the devil. Okay, so no. We believe that the devil is real, but we believe that God is real. We believe that demons are real, but we also believe that angels are real. But we know that faith people going to Faith Church are simply unstoppable. We go, no. We eat no for breakfast. No means no to them, but no doesn't mean no to us. We're the first in line. We're the first to serve. We're the first to pray. We're the first to get bold. We're the first to get blessed. We are not cattle in a herd. We are rhinos charging forward to make a difference in our life and other people's life. Come on, don't patty cake today. We have miracles happening all over our church. Expect today, Earth City, Sunset Ferguson, Royal Palm. Expect to just say, I can't be stopped. But training's a big deal. My daughter, Ashton, she was like three years old, and she had a lisp. Her friend told her, Shay, that she had a lisp. So she came to me, and she said, Dad, Shay says I have a lisp, but I don't have a lisp, do I? And I go, no, you don't have a lisp, because it was so cute. So she'd walk around, and she also, like, she liked to eat, and she always wore, like, these little, like, dress-up dresses when we went to Disney, and they were too small, but her, like, belly would kind of hang out, and she had tennis shoes on. She'd walk around with her Mickey Mouse ears, and she's having a good time. And we bought this pass because me and Nicole waited so long to have her that we were old enough to have a little money so we could find a kinder care for her and a nursing home for us, right? So we had a little cash, and so we just bought her everything. And so she went in, and she wanted the pass to go with all the characters, right? She could go into this restaurant and meet everybody. Well, we had stepped out for a minute. She wanted to go back in. Nicole was always big about her ordering for herself. She's like, don't tell me you want peanut butter. Tell her you want peanut butter jelly. So she really made a real woman out of her, like at 3 or 4 years old. So she came up to me and she said, Dad, they won't let me get in. The guy said, you can't come in. I said, you go up there and you tell them, listen, bonehead, my dad paid to get me in here. So she comes swaggering up with her belly in her dress, and she said, listen, bonehead, my daddy paid to get me in here. And he said, oh, I'm sorry, just come right on in. And I was teaching her then and I teach her now. No is for everybody but you. If they say no to them, that's them. You're Ashton Nicole Crank. You're fearless. You're bold. You're courageous. After all, you ain't got no daddy issues. The only issue you got is with your daddy. Come on, somebody. And I'm here to tell you, you might not have had a biological father to speak into your life and say, no matter what it is, your lisp, this, your lack of education, the setback. I'm here to tell you as a spiritual father today, God created you for good works. He knew you. He formed you. And you are absolutely called by God. Give God praise today. It says it right here, Jeremiah 1:5. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I approved you. He tells Jeremiah, I called you to a prophet. He called you to prophet. You're a business person. You ought to learn that scripture. Here's another scripture. It says, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Not your purpose. Here's another one. It says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. You want to start that business? You want to be financially independent? You want to beat the cancer? That's your desire, but God put that there. Next verse says, and a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. You have to pray like everything depends on God and work like everything depends on you. I'm almost done. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain. There's that plan again. On the tablets. Here we got an iPad tablet. A tablet that they may run that read it. You have to make your vision so clear that other people can read it and run with it. Where there is no vision, people go to another parish, I say. You have to have a vision for your preferred future. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. God's going to establish that business. I'm giving you a lot of verses, but these are good for you to screenshot. Be anxious for nothing. Don't be overwhelmed with fear. Be fearless. Fearless. But in everything, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are you thinking in your heart? I'm broke. I'm miserable. I'm a failure. No. Be thinking, I'm blessed. I'm favored. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I say that God's out there in my future for the next 5 years, speaking grace and favor into it. I'm going to be at the right place at the right time. Come on, somebody ought to help me today. Something good is about to happen to you, Weldon. But remember that the Lord your God is the one who gives you the ability. Doesn't say he's going to give you money. He said he'll give you the what?
Ability.
Scott, why don't you start a hand sanitizing business? That's ability. Guys at our church, why don't you start selling vitamins and this, that, and the other with Wellness Warrior? Whatever it is, God will start producing wealth to confirm his covenant with you. This is leadership gold, right? Everybody shout leadership gold. Couple slides more. It says, in order to turn your dreams into reality, you need a plan. Get that plan. Of course, we know Mike Tyson again. It says, everyone has a plan until you get punched in the face. So there's going to be some setbacks along the way. The real secret to success is how do you respond when you get punched, when you get the setback, when you get betrayed. You say, I'm a victim, or you say, I'm a victor. We're one step closer to inventing the light bulb. We're once that, well, gas has went to $9 a gallon. Who cares? God's going to bless you. God's going to turn it around. He's going to work in your favor. Come on, somebody. Now, I want to go past these real quick because we don't have enough time to finish all mine, but bonus content's available at the Faith Church app. If you are at our church and you don't have the Faith Church app, download it this week. It's really the safest place to get your information. You can watch these sermons. You can go back and watch every single solitary video that you've seen on all 3 weeks of all the people at our church. And there's a bunch of content that you haven't seen that we just didn't have time to fit in. And it's on there. So you just got to go download the app. Look at your neighbor and say, do you have the app yet? Okay. I want to show you a little teaser about what we're going to talk about next week. Check this out. This is next week's content. You know, next week we're going to talk about this guy, Jeff. Did you know that Jeff is worth more money now that Amazon has went crazy than this guy? Bill Gates, for real? Well, what about Warren Buffett? What about Elon? I mean, he's killing it, right? Tesla, he sold PayPal for an unbelievable amount of money. Well, guess what? There are certain leadership fundamental principles that they actually implemented. I've discovered those, and I'm going to unpack those next week. Come on, somebody give it up for next week. Come on, you can clap better than that. Next week's going to be awesome.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church Podcast. Again, join us each and every week. Can I ask you this? Go to Apple, rate us, put a rating there, put a comment in, leave a review, and invite somebody. Share this with them today. Hey, and don't forget to tag us on social media. If you're liking the podcast, tag Pastor David at David Crank, at Nicole Crank, or at Your Faith Church on Instagram. We want to repost. We want to see what your experience looks like. Also, for the bonus content, the bonus podcast from Pastor David, content where he talks about so many different things, personal, finance, revelation, hearing from God, you can only find it now on the faithchurch.com app. So go to your app store, type in faithchurch.com, boom, it's right there. It's a free app. Make sure to download it today. On the homepage, you can go and download that bonus podcast right from the app. I'm talking, you can listen to each and every session, but whatever you do, go check it out today. Download the app. But until next time, join us right here next week on the Faith Church Podcast.